Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, June 3rd, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Homicides in Los Angeles on pace to smash last year's record high. Gangs now stealing gasoline in California. Inflation causing senior citizens to delay retirement. A new survey ranks the healthiest cities in the USA. Also coming up, my message of the day, update listeners sound off. But first, murders in L.A. rising. The City of Angels reporting 135 homicides through May, up 13% compared to last year. LAPD believes that figure could rise another 40% by August. 4 in 10 Angelenos say they don't feel safe in their own neighborhoods. The city has the highest homeless population in the USA. 70,000 people sleep on the streets of Los Angeles every night, and that causes massive social problems. Lax law enforcement, of course, in California is promoting the violence. Forget about carjackings. Thieves in California now more interested in gas. Gangs in LA drilling holes into gas tanks to steal fuel. Politicians urging folks in some neighborhoods to put their cars in private garages. Price for a gallon of gas in California, about $6.20 on average. The national average hovering about $4.70. And all of the high gas prices will doom the Democrats in the midterms coming in November. A new report published by the New York Post finds 25% of workers will delay retirement to cope with inflation. 6 in 10 Americans say they're unable to save any money at all because of record high prices. Between increased costs for food and fuel, the typical American household now spends an extra $600 each month. That's more than $7,000 slashed from the annual family budget. Once again, the November boat will be grim for the Democrats. New national survey lists America's healthiest towns. Study from Wallet Hub ranks places by exercise, rates of obesity, percentage of smokers, drug addiction, and life expectancy. Fittest place this year, Salt Lake City, Utah, followed by San Diego, Miami Beach, Portland, Oregon. Title for the unhealthiest town in the country goes to Brownsville, Texas, followed by Mobile, Alabama, and Detroit. In a moment. Update listeners have their say right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town, if you wish to opine, and that is important. Name and town. We need to know you're a legitimate person. We're not going to track you, but we need to know you're real. John in Frankfort, Illinois. Some people say high gas prices are not a result of President Biden's energy policies, but rather price gouging by oil companies as evidenced by their record profits. Well, John, why didn't the oil companies price gouge then under President Trump? Right? Yes, there are record profits. Yes, the oil companies are taking advantage of massive gas price inflation. They tack on a few cents here and there. I'm sure they do. But President Biden's attack on the fossil fuel industry drove the price of oil worldwide, the price of a barrel of oil, way up. And he makes it harder for oil companies to harvest oil in the USA, so there's less of it. So, of course, it's Biden's fault that the oil prices have risen so dramatically. Rick, Oro Valley, Arizona. Why is the U.S. airline industry short 13,000 pilots? If they were furloughed in 2020 because of COVID, why haven't they come back? Excellent question, Rick. Now, you'll remember, everybody will remember, that I got a little testy with JetBlue in April because they lied to me and everybody else waiting for a flight to the Caribbean. And after 3 hours, when I couldn't get a straight answer and I knew we were being deceived, I kind of wailed on the guy who was lying, and I'm happy I did it because the whole country saw it. Now, all the airline companies admit they don't have enough pilots. So what happened was, after COVID furloughs, many pilots retired. Others found other work. And so the industry admits now, they didn't in April. Remember, in April, they weren't telling you they were short 13,000 pilots. They were saying the delays were caused by weather, which was a lie. And that's why I swung into action. Linda, Brunswick, Ohio. O'Reilly, can you find out how much taxpayer money all these illegal immigrants are costing taxpayers? No, I can't, Linda, because it's across the board. It goes into federal agencies like Homeland Security, like Health and Human Services. Then it goes to the states where the undocumented people eventually settle. It would take years and a lot of people to break down how much this is costing America, but you can assume it's hundreds of millions of dollars. Fred, Torrance, California. Bill, can it really happen that California will pay reparations to descendants of slaves? Yeah, Fred. Your tax dollars could very well be used to pay reparations in California if the legislature passes that. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. Please check out BillO'Reilly.com and my new book, Killing the Killers, Great Father's Day Gift. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The rich and famous often spend their entire lives generating massive fortunes, living large. But some celebrities are even more infamous for their legal troubles. Here are the most notorious celebrity court cases in American history. First, a trial of actor Errol Flynn, 1943. The Australian-born thespian was accused of raping underage girls in Hollywood. He was a notorious presence there. Flynn was acquitted, but his career ruined. Next, The Doors frontman Jim Morrison. In 1969, the singer exposed himself while performing in Miami. He was charged with a felony for lewd behavior. Morrison was sentenced to 6 months in prison, but he never served any time. The Doors disbanded shortly after that. Morrison died a year later in France from a drug overdose. O.J. Simpson, of course, the trial of the century. The football star was arrested following a high-speed chase in June 1994 and charged with stabbing his wife and her friend to death. In October 1995, a jury found Simpson not guilty just 4 hours after beginning to deliberate. 100 million people watched or listened to the trial or part of it. Civil jury ultimately found O.J. liable for the killings and awarded the families $34 million, but Simpson thus far has not paid. Next, Robert Blake, the TV star best known as Beretta, was accused of murdering his wife in November 2000. 5 years later, a jury acquitted Mr. Blake. He was judged culpable, however, for the woman's death in civil court and ordered to pay $30 million to the victim's estate. He did not pay it. Finally, the trial of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Depp sued for $50 million, claiming Ms. Heard, his ex-wife, defamed him in the Washington Post. The jury in Virginia ruled that Depp should get $15 million, but also said Ms. Heard was defamed as well, and she should get $2 million. Chaos, yes, but it could be the return of due process, which might be a good thing. All in, the average American wastes 10 hours every year watching dopey celebrity trials. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.